And all of a sudden, he thought rocks or something hitting his leg. And it turns out he ran over like a beehive or bee nest, whatever you want to call it. And he got stung in the leg a few times, which I'm sure did not feel great. And we've joked before, like, he's like, how do you guys not get stung by bees all the time? I'm like, never have. And then when we're up at camp.
You never have?
No.
Wow.
And then we have wasp at camp. And he killed a couple wasps. And so we've given him a hard time. Then I get a text last night. I think, Drew, it was our group chat, so I guess you got the text as well.
Yeah, I saw
it. And I'll read some of it. He said, hey, I don't know if you noticed, in the rundown we were working on the show, one of the things I mentioned, how it turns out the bees are not gone for good. And normally when somebody puts something like that in the rundown, we don't ask questions. We wait to find out on air together so we get our natural reaction. He said, well, I treated a couple of times in the yard, and I went out to test to see if I got all the bees, which that's a whole nother conversation. He goes, I was wearing pants, a hoodie, and everything to make sure I was good. Then I was out there, and the bees decided to come out, and I started quickly running towards the house, only to have a bee fly in my mouth and eventually sting me on the lip twice.
Wow.
And at this point in time, he wasn't sure if he was going to be out or not. He's like, hey, there's a chance I'm not going to be here. I'm taking some Benadryl or whatever. I'll let you guys know. Bink is good to fill in just in case. I was like, awesome. No worries, man. That sucks. This morning we get a text that says, hey, yeah, I can't talk for 4 hours. I haven't seen a photo. I want to know how big is this lip at this point in time. I think he's got to get like a steroid shot. He'll hopefully be back tomorrow, and I'm sure fill us in more detail. But that's why Bink's in. Cody got stung by a bee again in the mouth. Was he running back to the house with his mouth
it's
open?
It's going to be tough. Why was he wearing pants and a hoodie, though?
Because he didn't want to get stung.
I know, but it's pretty damn hot for that.
I mean, this is why initially just pay the money and have somebody remove the bees.
This is a good excuse. This is where sometimes
or text Ned Yost.
Like, yeah, like he's got somebody coming out today, I think, to eradicate the bees. Okay. If you just do this to begin with, then we're not having this conversation. Like, I know he thought he could do it on his own and he'd save a lot of money, I'm sure. And now he's got to do both. Now he got stung and he's got to pay money. So Cody B. Tap is not here today. Hopefully back tomorrow. I hope he's filled right, because I mean, that's I'm assuming very painful and miserable.
Well, I'm sure
to be dealing with.
Lip.
Oh yeah, awful.
I think Cody has to adopt your reason of thinking gold for this. Is that any yard work that has he has to invest in any yard work from now on that has to be done.
I mean, I wish he had a Ring camera in the backyard. Oh, I wish I had video of him running back towards the house, and then this happening. He's going to have to explain to us the mouth part of it. Like, he said it went in his mouth and stung him. Or did it just
that's
land?
That's got to be the worst,
or did
though.
It
that's
just
gonna,
land
really,
on
seriously, that's got to suck.
Oh, I'm sure it's extremely painful. He probably can't talk very
that
much.
That sucks.
So, hopefully he's back tomorrow. But, Bink, I appreciate you filling in somewhat last minute to make sure that we had this taken care of today. So, we'll talk about the bees. We'll check in. I'll send a text to Cody at some point in time. But I don't know, like, do we think he just has a giant beehive underground his entire backyard?
I'm trying to picture how it. Yeah.
I can't believe you've never been stung.
No. Now, Drew, you should think you should be thankful that Cody got stung, because I was about ready to start the show with you, sir. Welcome back. Welcome back. You look all tan.
Yeah.
The beach, it looked beautiful. How was the trip?
It was amazing. It was good. It was, I did. Part of me, as I was leaving on Friday, I felt like I was getting like sick, like a little cold.
Uh-oh.
And I probably shouldn't have, but the trip total time in traveling from Indianapolis to Outer Banks, North Carolina was 16 hours after stopping at a bunch of college stadiums. That was
so
a lot of fun.
So you drove almost
it.
40 hours in this week, period, basically.
Yeah, total time probably about 40 hours.
Oh. But, it looked gorgeous.
It was amazing.
All right. We know last time you went to Outer Banks, your family has like this timeshare or something, right? And you guys have a spot on the beach. And last year you were complaining.
An unofficial spot, yes.
Yeah, you were complaining. Yeah, it's a public beach, okay?
It is.
It's a public beach. You were complaining because the spot you guys go and set up on, another family was there on the beach, which we said is ridiculous, Drew. It's a public beach. So did you guys get your spot?
Yeah, we were there on the right side. I almost texted you guys on Thursday because it got into my head as I was walking down. We are on the right side. This is great, you know? I almost texted, but I did not. Yeah, we were good.
Back up for a minute. You said you stopped at a bunch of stadiums.
He did.
On your way down. This is awesome. Now, how did you get away with this?
That's what I'm saying. I can't let you do this.
Because
loving family.
They all let you do it.
Well, yeah, and I was the only one to get out of the car.
Shocker. It's awesome, though.
But, yeah, it was a lot of fun. I stopped in Louisville, at Kentucky, at Marshall, in Charlottesville, at Virginia.
That's awesome.
And then on the way back, Old Dominion. And I was taking my brother back to the airport. So my brother and I got on. We walked around the stadium real quick, and we found a way to get
tour.
In.
So
what,
like an official tour? Just you went to see the stadium?
Oh, yeah. I went to see the stadium, and normally I walk around, see if there's a door that's open. There was in most places. There was a gate that was nestled, squeaked open a little bit, slid through there, and was able to get some pictures.
I did that at Alabama, Bryant Denny. I was down there for the SEC media days.
I'm surprised you got through, Bink.
All right. You know, with the Ramajamas
there. Trespassing on
no,
property,
they
Bink.
Were very welcoming, very nice. I was there for the
the
cover of the
good.
SEC, so like, hey, welcome.
It was very good. It was a needed vacation before the season. You
yeah,
know,
it's I like feel
a,
you.
You know, yeah.
No, I'm I was jealous of the photos. It looked beautiful and everything. And we were going to have a nice conversation about you just being back and that we're going to leave it at that. And as I said, there's a lot of things that have to be addressed. For starters, I got so many texts/tweets yesterday afternoon. I don't know what time it was. I don't know, maybe like noon or 1 o'clock yesterday, something like that. And everybody was saying, did you see Drew's tweet? And I said, no. I was actually...
Ironically enough,
Cody got stung by a bee. I was actually at my parents' house trimming their like some trees and stuff that they had. So I was outside in the yard yesterday quite a bit. And I came back in and I had all these notifications because I didn't have my phone with me. And I said, oh, no. What did he... I was like, oh, no. I mean, I kind of had an idea because whenever that happens, it means Drew said something about Kansas City or the Chiefs or something Cincinnati related. It's like, I was like, oh, no. Oh, no. And I said, we got to talk.
Oh, I was just passing through.
I said, we got to talk. You sent out a tweet
yesterday. I was back in KC.
You got to explain the thought process behind this tweet. If you guys didn't see it, at Drew B. Nix is Drew's Twitter handle or X handle. He sends out a tweet unprompted. He's back from, I assume, a very nice vacation. Should be refreshed, relaxed, just feeling good. He sends out a tweet on 70, as in I-70, on 70, passing Burrowhead.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
It goes over real well here.
What's your logic behind this? For starters, since you've been our producer, Cincinnati has not beaten the Chiefs, okay? They haven't beaten the Chiefs since you've worked in Kansas City. 2022 was a long time ago, dude. It is August of 2025.
I know.
The Burrowhead thing was dead on arrival, essentially. And you're trying to bring it up? What are we doing?
That's the first time I've done...
They've been in the postseason in like 3 years.
It's been a little bit since I've done something that I knew darn well what I was doing. I was like, oh, you know, I'm passing through.
You just said, hey, I'm back in Kansas City.
That's right.
I might as well stir the pot.
Yeah.
I might as well, but it's not even, it didn't make any sense. The Burrowhead thing has been dead for years.
Well, I had to say something that I knew people would get.
That's how you announced your arrival back in town?
Yeah, just one.
Ben, did
I
you see this?
Here's the one thing about it. Are you celebrating comeback player of the year, Joe Burrow? Because not only has he won it once, he's won it twice. Like, that's embarrassing. It's a 6-year plan, and he's already been comeback player of the year twice.
Yeah.
Seriously, Gold, that's kind of embarrassing because that means you missed the season before.
The tweet makes no sense.
And he's 2-time. Comeback player of the year, Burrowhead. Come on, man. I saw it too, Drew.
You haven't even stepped foot in that stadium that Cincinnati hasn't won in since 2022. Haven't even stepped foot.
I did.
The Chiefs have won Super Bowls since that game.
I did respond to a Bink text. Not a
plural,
Bink text.
By the way.
There was a tweet, Bink, that you had out. I don't know what it was. You were talking about the playoff wins. I don't even know if you saw this.
What?
It ended up being me and my friend going back and forth. You had tweeted something about Mahomes having 17 playoff wins or something along those lines.
Probably, yeah.
And I was like, Bink, don't worry, Burrow's better. It's okay. I don't know if you saw that or not.
I think I did, Drew. And I was wondering if you were drinking.
Ignoring me, you know. All right.
Well, no, I wasn't. I took the picture of the beach. I asked you if that's Topeka. And, you know,
did ask me that, which is yes, peak Topeka. Bank.
But no, the hot takes are out there, Drew. But the Burrowhead and the 2-time comeback player of the year already watched the playoffs on the couch. Quarterback series is good,
Drew,
though. You like that?
He has 9 replies and 0 likes.
You got 0 likes on that tweet.
Of course.
Zero likes and just got destroyed and torched. And you should. Again, we were going to welcome you back with open arms, and you decided to start the football season on this note.
So
this
many spices, and you chose salt.
Yeah,
thanks, Ben. Thank you for that.
I'm going to get that as a drop.
Thank you.
That's funny. No, I'm very happy to be back in Chiefs territory and be able to be here and celebrate the defending AFC champions and more recent Super Bowl winners. Than any other AFC franchise, you know.
AFC's on lockdown, man.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's great to be here. I saw a text that JT was going nuts over a Trash of the Day story as well.
Oh, we had a story last week for Trash
like
of the Day.
JT was feeling some type of way.
Yeah, we appreciate JT for filling in last
week. Again
while
to JT,
while you were gone.
You saved Vern's ass the night.
I know you were trying to poke the bear, but like.
Yeah,
that was outdated material, and it doesn't make any sense. That's, I guess, my.
What other material am I supposed to use?
People are mad.
That's all I have.
Listeners are furious with you right now.
Yes,
they are. The text line is going to be brutal to you for the rest of the week. As they
know
should
where you're at. Have some understanding where you're at. Like, it doesn't play here.
Well, no, Big. I know where I'm at. I desperately. I can't wait until they play again. Which, who knows if that's going to be this year or not.
Your team has to make the playoffs first.
Correct.
Might play on Madden.
Correct. But no, I'm a pathetic loser. Full offense, according to the text line. Someone said I need to go to McDonald's already. You blonde goof. Hair's
That's
not blonde
right.
anymore.
Do,
I do need to go to McDonald's.
You do owe us a bet. You do owe us a bet. Yeah, his hair's not blonde anymore. but you do owe us a bet. All right, I'll stop the Drew.
Someone said we're not even mad. We're just disappointed.
There's other things. We're just getting started. We're 13 minutes in the show. I have something else to bring up at some point later on, Drew. Another question, critique, criticism, all of it, of what you tweeted while you were gone. And it's around the same category of the selfie while you were running from a few weeks ago. And I've got questions, but
Beach
I don't want to.
Okay.